A land dispute of another type is the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Marcel Henre on the line today. Good morning.
Morning, Catherine. Happy blustery Wednesday.
Yes, I hope you're staying dry. So the story that you've got is about the Kaka'ako brothers, and there was a big court decision yesterday.
That's right. This is this ongoing saga over, I want to say it's about 2.5 miles of roadway that cuts through the heart of Kaka'ako. It's been going on for years, and it involves a dispute over the purported private owners of these stretches of road, which include roads like Queen and Cummins and Waimanu. This is and whether the state and by extension the county, the public entities, whether they actually own these roads instead. This really got it grew kind of more heated, and the legal battle really intensified in 2010, or I should say after 2010, when Kaka'ako Land Company, that's the private entity, and that's basically two brothers, Cedric and Calvert Chun, they started to charge for parking and towing. And what's interesting is they started doing that at the behest of a state agency. But nonetheless, they started doing that in 2010. And when they did that, the city said, well, OK, now you guys are starting to, you know, basically profit off of these streets. And so we are no longer going to do our upkeep, you know, the regular road maintenance. And so they've really fallen into disrepair. And that's become more noticeable as time has gone on, as this legal battle over who really owns and who really controls the streets has intensified. And basically yesterday, a Hawaii circuit court judge ruled that, in fact, the state has the claim to ownership over these roads and not the private entity.
Yeah, and the state had to hire outside attorneys. I think it was Judy Pavey's firm that actually went to bat for the state, saying these brothers don't rightfully own this property. The I guess the original owners intended to give it to the state, although I think there was some issue with recording that.
Right. There was confusion because way back in 1903, the original owner of these roads, a guy named Charles Deskey, it looks like he intended to, by all rights, to transfer ownership of these roads to then the territorial government of Hawaii. And there was a resolution, but nobody ever found a deed. And so that's what a lot of this came down to. Many decades later, in 1985, the Chun brothers, they told me once on a whim, really, tracked down Deskey's heir, who's still living on island, and his granddaughter basically agreed to transfer title for $5,000 on a quitclaim deed. And so this case is largely centered on whether that deed was even valid. And Judge Crabtree officially ruled yesterday that, in fact, it was not valid.
Yeah, and this is, you know, a real issue of contention for the businesses in that area. I imagine they were out dancing in the streets, dodging the potholes, those large craters, because the Kaka'ako Land Company hasn't really been doing the upkeep like the city had hoped they would.
Right. And again, that's why this has been kind of an interesting story and you know, has garnered a lot of attention, is because of the condition of the roads, the businesses that, you know, are doing business along there. And yeah, I did hear there's some celebration yesterday, although this isn't over, could very well be appealed. But yeah, the issue is that they've been charging monthly fees. I think it's upwards of $150 a month on more than 100 stalls, although nobody's sure exactly how much Kaka'ako Land Company is making in the parking. And that, you know, there are tow trucks that are just kind of patrolling that area, and that it's just, you know, it's really been irksome for the business that's trying to operate there.
Yeah, so it would be interesting to see how this gets resolved. But yeah, you and I have sat through many a hearing on this between the Honolulu City Council and the Hawaii Community Development Authority. Everybody's been pulling their hair. So major win at this stage, and we'll see what happens.
To be continued.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much, Marcel. That was reporter Marcel Henre with today's reality check. To read his story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.